shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother, no more slavery. Play it for me, baby.
No more shackles on me, folks. No more shackles on me. Praise God. We're Jimmy Vaughn. That's Jimmy Vaughn, folks. No more shackles on me. I think that's fantastic. We need more singers to write songs like that. That's right. We're not going to have a chip in our babies, our wives, or our grandmothers, our mamas, or ourselves. No more chips, folks. Doggone it. That is slavery. They can track you from satellite anywhere you go. Thank you, Jimmy Vaughn, for that song. Okay, folks, the phone lines are open. You can call 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 to call in today on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to go right to the phone, start off with Dan in Alabama. Brother Dan, welcome to the program.
I've got an idea about something that I think the United States has come is at a point in the road right now.
You're right.
If we don't kick the CFR out of all the Congress and Senate next election, we'll be balanced.
Yes, it is.
We'll
all the Democrats are CFR members, and all the Republican candidates are CFR members except for Ron Paul. And looks like this guy from Colorado is not, too. I can't think of his name right now. Starts with a T.
Well, I figured if we don't get Ron Paul in, we'll be saluting the flag.
Yes.
But if we don't get the CFR out, we'll be kneeling to the Queen.
That's right, brother.
It's just getting right down to that. So we're just trying to make a drive to make sure that they don't elect no CFR member back into Congress.
That's right. Yeah, and every single Democrat is one. Tancredo, that's it. The Republican is not on the CFR list, Tancredo. But the only problem with Tancredo is he acts like a CFR member. He's promoting the wars. He's promoting all the things except he's good on immigration, Dan, very good on immigration, closing the borders. But everything else, he talks just like a CFR member. But we can't find him on the list. And Ron Paul, of course, isn't on the list. But every other congressperson or person running for president on the Republican ticket and every single Democrat are CFR members.
CFR is run by Rothschilds in England, so you figure
very
from there
true.
What they're behind them.
Thank you, Brother Dan. Thanks for that good information. Okay? God bless you. Okay, George in Florida, we're coming up with you next right after the break. Hold on there.
Mm-hmm. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here. Want to go to George here in just a minute, but I want to say this, folks, that we are besieged. The devil's minions, okay, those that run our nation today and the state houses today, are after us tooth and nail, trying to destroy our freedoms and destroy our sovereignty and enslave us. So, sorry to tell you this, but we have to get active, we have to be active, we have to stay active, because the devil never sleeps. And his soldiers out here that control the White House and the military today and the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court, they never sleep. They're always working to destroy America. So this week we've got some heavy calling to do to your senators. Heavy calling to do, and I'll get into the hate crimes legislation in just a couple minutes here, but let's go to George in Florida. George, welcome to the program, brother.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing well, doing well.
You know, you're talking about that veterans disarmament bill, like a new gun law.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I'm doing a constitutional gun sale, I mean private sale, but I went and did a background check, and They wouldn't allow me to have a firearm because I went to the counselor in basic training when I was in the Army, and I went to the counselor because my girlfriend dumped me for another guy.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the counselors. They used that against me.
I'll be darned. And they have you on the no gun list?
Yeah.
Because of that?
Yeah.
My gosh, brother. My gosh, that's fantastic. That's wild, man.
Well, I'm just saying, they're using everything and anything.
You went to a counselor, you're listed on the no-gun list. My gosh.
And that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, I want to say this to you, George, and I think you're going to understand what I mean. That in the Holy Bible, we can read, and this shocks Christians when I say this, but it's right in the Holy Bible. It's too bad they don't read the Holy Bible. But Christians have a right to lie to evil government leaders. You know, Rahab the harlot was blessed by God when the government Gestapo came to her door and wanted to know where the Israelites went to, and she lied to them and told them the opposite direction. And then the Hebrew midwives, you remember, lied to the emperor. He told them to go kill all the Jewish, or kill all the babies, so that they would kill Christ. You know, when they were born, and they refused to do it. The Hebrew midwives refused to do it, and they lied to the king when he asked them how come they didn't do it. They said, well, the Jewish women, Hebrew women, have babies so fast we couldn't do it. You know, they just popped right out. And so the Bible is full of places where God blessed the Hebrew midwives, Rahab the harlot, and others for lying to evil government leaders. And so, brother, we're coming up on a time when we're going to have to obey God instead of man and keep your guns, even though the government says you're on a no-gun list, because they're trying to disarm us, to enslave us, and destroy our families and our nation. What do you think, George?
Yes. But another thing, I think they want to disarm the veterans. I'm sitting there reading at an alarming rate, CPS is starting to grab the children of soldiers and airmen and Navy and Marines that are deployed.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're starting at an alarming rate. And the thing is, if one of these soldiers or Marines or anybody comes back and they found out the system that he's been fighting for has destroyed his family, I would not be surprised if he goes and grabs a rifle, goes after the judge, goes after everybody involved in destroying his family. And you know, the thing is, all I can say is he's not a lawbreaker. All I could do is applaud him, because these people are evil.
That's
and
right.
They will destroy families. They will destroy children. They don't care if they put them in a pedophile foster home.
That's right.
That father picks up a rifle and goes and wipes everybody out that's involved in destroying his family, all we have to do, all you can do, we can't say anything but applaud them. And if we get on a jury, say not guilty.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, brother. I agree with you 100%. If that started happening, believe me, these evil judges, these government agent judges and these government agent prosecutors would think twice before doing a dirty, evil number on the citizens out there. If one day, all of a sudden, you woke up in the morning and found the judge hanging by his neck on a light post outside the courtroom, you know? I'm telling you, brother, if that ever starts, it will sure change things in America here. Now, I'm not talking about starting a revolution here, but I'm talking about if some of these evil judges that take children and put them in the houses of pedophiles, in these foster homes run by pedophiles, and the parents get mad. I had a good friend of mine who went to prison because there was a man that took his daughter and raped his daughter and murdered her and cut her up into pieces, and his daughter was found in the back of this guy's car, and so they had him dead cold. But the judge let him off because of a technicality, and the man went to the courthouse, and when the man came out that murdered his child, he shot him to death right on the courthouse steps, and he went to jail for 10 years. But I'm just saying, brother, that if the people had had backbones and would stand up to this evil, depraved administration we have today, we probably see things changing, because these judges sure wouldn't want to be hanged by the neck until dead outside their own courtrooms. You know what I mean?
Well, Jack, you got your fax machine on? I want to send you something that happened in 1946 in Athens, Tennessee.
Yes.
Where World War II veterans came back, and they came back to a corrupt local government.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, there were fictional elections, and they were really oppressing the people. And what really broke the straw on the camel's back, when a poll watcher was beaten up by the government, by this local government, and threw him through a glass window or something.
Yep.
And everybody got agitated, and they got their guns, their pistols, whatever, and they went and surrounded, and they overturned cars in the town square. And
yep.
And all the government was under siege in the county jail for 8 hours. And after they surrendered, they took the sheriff and everybody, they stripped them naked, took the outskirts of town, and told them never come back.
Yeah.
I'll fax it to you. Pick out, get the fax.
Wow.
Read it
okay,
to the audience.
Listen, okay, brother, let me tell you, though, that here at our two police and military associations, all of a sudden, a few months ago, we started getting bombarded with commercial ads on our fax machine. Even though it's on a dedicated line, we had to unplug it. And now when you want to fax this, you need to call us tomorrow morning about 9:30 and tell Carol to plug in the fax machine and then fax it over to us, because we can't afford, we're all volunteers here, and we can't afford to be buying these cartridges for our fax machine. Okay?
All right, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, just give us a call in the morning about 9:30, and she'll plug it in and send it over to me. I'd love to have that article, okay?
Okay. All right, God bless, Jack.
Okay, God bless you, George. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Oh, okay. I heard music. I don't know. I thought maybe we're up on a break. Okay, folks, wanted to, real quick here, just talk about the hate crimes bill for just a minute. I went to a page I've just passed in this book, The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and he's got a section on the hate crimes bill here, and it's 1988, he says the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, initiate a nationwide competition for law students to draft anti-hate legislation designed to protect minority groups. That competition was won by a man by the name of Joseph Ribbikoff, whose proposal stipulates that not only must hate-motivated violence be banned, but any words which stipulate suspicion, friction, hate, and possibly violence must also be criminalized. This ADL prize-winning paper suggests not only should state agencies monitor and restrict free speech in general, but they should also censor all films that criticize identifiable groups. Furthermore, even if the person making the statement can justify it, for example, they can prove it's true. Christians, for example, criticizing homosexuality because the Bible says it's an abomination and expressly forbids it. Ribbikoff, who won the contest, asserts that the truth is no defense in court. The only proof in court we'll need in order to secure a conviction against you and me, folks, for hate speech is that something has been said and a minority group or a member of such a group has felt emotional damage as a result of your criticism. Then you go to prison. Therefore, under these proposals, which the ADL will have forced into law all over the world, less than 15 years later, through their bought and paid for politicians and media, Jesus Christ would have been arrested as a hate criminal after this passes. We'll be right back, folks, and come back to the rest of our listeners out there. Bruce in Colorado. We'll be right back with you, Bruce.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm just reading a report here from Reverend Ted Pike. Yesterday it came out that he's scared the hate crimes bill may pass this time, folks. It may pass because he said that his survey last Friday revealed that relatively few calls of protest went into the Senate offices last week. Now, he says that this lack of concern is largely a result of the widespread lie through the Christian conservative leaders that President Bush, lying once again, has promised to veto the hate bill. And this has neutralized the threat in the minds of Christian and conservatives, and they feel they don't have to call in because Bush is going to veto it. Folks, Bush is a scumbag liar from the get-go. Last week, Ted Pike says his friend Guy Adams, who knows scores of new right-wing leaders, found that most now consider the hate bill no longer an imminent threat because Bush says he's going to veto it. Well, folks, it seems as if, regardless of his intentions, the president's promise has effectively destroyed most organized opposition to the hate bill. This is wrong, folks. If you don't know by now that Bush is an absolute liar, everything out of his mouth is a lie, and he's a Satanist, he's a skull and bone Satanist, and refuses to even talk about it, which I don't blame him because he pretends to be a Christian, and you're trusting him to veto this hate crimes bill, you're going to lose the First Amendment, because he wants you to lose the First Amendment. Believe me, he hates the First Amendment. He doesn't want you to be able to talk about things like we talk about on this radio network here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And he wants to make sure that the First Amendment is gone so we can't talk about these things anymore. So do not trust the president when he says, when his lips are moving. Don't believe him when his lips are moving because he's lying. Okay, let's go to Bruce in Colorado now. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, brother. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I sent you a video back quite a few months ago, and I've done an improvement on that video, and I've got some information about some of the things on the video, which you can people can get for free online, and it tells about the things that you were, in more detail, some of the things that you were talking about, the corruption in the churches, the lies that are told, like we should bless Israel, even though it's a satanic state. And,
my goodness, I don't know. I haven't seen that video, brother. You mailed it a couple months ago?
Oh, several months ago. And
what's the name of the video?
Carol got it, and she told me that you and she had seen it, but that was a long time ago.
Well,
I got a new one that I'm going to send. Save the County.
Save the County.
Yeah, I'm going to send you another one that's redone more professionally.
Okay. Very good.
And by the way, people listening can go ahead and look at that video because it's got some information about exactly how the New World Order took over the churches and how they did it incrementally and the various organizations like the
National Council. I'd like to see that.
I'm going to send that to you, and it's online. You can see it online.
Okay.
You go to BruceKettler.com.
Bruce what?
Kettler. You spell it BruceKe, T as in Tom, D as in Tom, LER.com.
Okay, Bruce, spell your Bruce, last name again, brother.
All right, Bruce, and then it's K as in King, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, LER.com.
Okay, good.
And then you click at Save the County.
Okay.
And right there at the top, you can click on that, you can see that video, but you'll be getting a clearer copy of that in the mail within the next few days or so.
Okay.
Because it's been completely redone. It's got this history of the churches, and it's got, well, on the website, you can see seven lies that are told in the church. The rapture cult, the thing about blessing Israel, the thing about everybody should do everything that the government tells you to do.
Right.
The other one is be a pacifist. And it by the way, on the website, it shows the scriptures that these pacifists use, wrongly use, and it shows how that's not the real meaning.
Good, good. Man,
and then
that sounds
the
like a great work there, Bruce. That sounds like a great work. I appreciate that very much. Hello, Bruce?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, I just want to tell you, thanks for that good work, brother. Sounds like a wonderful work you've done there.
Okay. And anyway, there's about seven things that's on the website that are lies.
Okay.
That churches tell, and it shows exactly what they're accomplishing by doing that.
Okay, brother. Well, Bruce, thank you so much, and I'll look forward to getting a copy of that tape, okay? Okay, Lord bless you, brother, and thank you for being a warrior for God and country out there, folks. Thank you so much for standing up and taking action, just like God said in Psalms 94:16, we're obligated to do. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. Real quick here, I want to take you back to our dead brother, Jack Bernstein, who just wanted to put out the truth that he was murdered. He says here, a warning to Mr. and Mrs. and Miss America. The Marxist Zionists who rule Israel and the Marxist Zionists in America have been trying to trick the U.S. into a Middle East war on the side of Israel. Folks, this was published in 1984. They almost succeeded when U.S. Marines were sent into Lebanon in 1982. The blood of 250 American Marines who died in Lebanon is dripping from the hands of the Israeli and American Zionists. If more Americans are not made aware of the truth about Zionist Marxist Israel, and remember, folks, these are not Jews, okay? They're Gentiles that call themselves Jews. He says you can be sure that sooner or later these atheists who claim to be God's chosen people will trick the U.S. into a Mideast war against the Arabs, who in the past have always been America's best friends. Then, more American boys will die because of these clever, murderous Zionists who incidentally have been responsible for pushing America into World War I, World War II, as well as the Korean War and the Vietnam Wars. While Zionist international bankers and other Zionist Jews were busy counting their profits from these wars, American mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, were mourning the loss of their dead sons and brothers. Will you someday be mourning the loss of your son or brother because of this communist Zionist treachery? Question mark. That was 1984, folks. Where are we today? Okay, let's go to our brother Ernie in Virginia, Master Warrior. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. And on the hate crime legislation, I'm glad you went over that. And it's very important that your callers call the Senate toll-free number 1-877-851-6437.
Give it out again. A little slower, brother.
877-851-6437.
Good. Okay.
Or area code 202-224-3121 or 225-3121.
Okay.
And the reason why it's very important that we call tomorrow, it looks like, based on the reports on the Internet, that is likely to come up along with the DREAM Act.
Yeah.
If you saw Lou Dobbs on Friday, efforts are being made to strip some of the provisions out of the DREAM Act, which would give a piecemeal amnesty to millions, potentially millions of illegal aliens. They're going to strip out possibly the in-state tuition provision.
Yeah.
This is Senator Durbin's bill, Senate Amendment 2237, and the hate crime legislation is Senate Amendment 2067. And essentially, Durbin is, if you read the World Affairs brief by Joel Skousen, his Friday edition, Durbin is going to argue that we need this bill because we're having recruiting problems with the Army, and this is the way to funnel more soldiers into the Army by bringing in thousands
illegal of aliens.
All we need
is more non-Americans to back up our American troops, right, brother?
Exactly. But if they're granted amnesty, they will once they file for amnesty, they get accepted in the program, then they can sponsor their parents and family members. And how you define family members could probably be
at least 10 each for all of the 30 million illegal aliens, or they'll at least have 10 relatives each bringing them in. So that'll be 300 million aliens in this country.
I know. This is terrible legislation, but at the same time, the Bush administration, with the help of his cohorts, Senator Joe Biden, despite being a Democrat, and the old dielectric game between the Democrats and the Republicans, and they work together to undermine our national sovereignty, the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway system, and the latest. On September 27th, Senator Biden, Foreign Relations Committee, is going to have witnesses who are pro-treaty for the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty. This is on the 27th.
Yes.
And essentially, under that bill, it would give the U.N. jurisdiction over the oceans, and our new Chief of Naval Operations is saying that this bill is really good, this will really be important. And he's had a recent visit to China. Of course, China is building up their navy. And there was an article by Cliff Kincaid on NewsReviews.com Saturday titled, China Builds World's Largest Navy. And he said that...
with our money, by the way, because we buy so many red Chinese products,
exactly,
they're building that largest navy to attack the United States.
Right. Now, he's talking about a 1,000-ship Navy, this Chief of Naval Operations.
Wow.
And our Navy under President Reagan was 600. Today, it's less than 300. And when I was in the Navy, it was close to 1,000. But this Chief of Naval Operations is talking about this Navy June 2007 playbook that will fly hundreds of flags from different countries.
Yeah.
And in other words, this will be a interconnected, he uses the word, interconnected community of maritime nations. And this chief
no more
of
America, offer, brother, no more America.
Exactly. One yeah. big globalist world government.
Yeah.
And if we go into this pact, because China's already a member, right now there's a group of 77 in the U.N., that has jurisdiction in, over this agreement, and
uh-huh.
that group of 77 has now grown to 130. And if we join, do you think the 130 are going to support the U.S.?
No way.
Yeah, so...
No way. We're the pariah out there. We're hated by almost every nation in the world, and so our vote will matter one vote in against all of their votes.
Right, and unfortunately, the deck is stacked. There are no groups allowed to speak in opposition to this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea.
Wow.
And, so, and President Bush is really pushing this, and President yeah. Reagan had strongly opposed it, but President Bush, being a one-world government supporter, really wants this along with the Senate. So I think we're really going to be pressed this week. We need to say no to this bill. We
yes.
need to say no to the piecemeal amnesty, the DREAM Act, no to the hate crime legislation. And I'd like to bring up one other thing.
Okay.
If you recall, last week there was a lot of play in the news media over that incident on Constitution Day. I think it was last Monday at the University of Florida, which Senator John Kerry spoke.
Uh-huh. Right.
And there was a
yeah.
student.
Yeah.
A student who raised the question about Kerry's Skull and Bones membership,
uh-huh.
and he was tasered by the local student, the university police.
Yeah, after five of them had him on the floor, and they had him under control, this female agent, this officer comes up and tasered him 3, 4, 5 times while they're holding him down on the ground.
Right, sir.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, brother. When you have them down on the ground, I can tell you as an old cop, you put the cuffs on them and you pick them up and dust them off. You don't taser them.
Exactly. But what we're seeing, though, is a pattern, a growing pattern
yeah.
of using these taser instruments against
as
people
punishment,
who...
Punishment. As punishment.
Right. Is
right.
there any due process?
That's when, right.
And some people were dying. There was a lady in a wheelchair who died from...
Sure. Yeah, and a lot of people have died from it. That stops your heart.
Exactly.
You know, if they hit you and you have any kind of a weak heart at all, you're going to go into heart palpitations and very likely die.
Right. Well, there is a pattern. It's like the local police becoming goon squads to suppress free speech. And that's what Skousen talks about in his World Affairs Brief Friday. And he also mentions the same kind of activity is going on in Israel. And when someone speaks out against Omar, Prime Minister Omar, or the CFRs,
sure.
or the Roadmap to Peace and the withdrawal from Gaza and
uh-huh.
the West Bank, the settlers and the citizens who speak out against that, they're manhandled by the local police. They are
yeah.
in Israel.
That's right.
So
yeah.
our
That's
First
a communist
Amendment
system.
Rights...
We're a communist system here, but the people don't know it. Same system they have in Israel. And the sad thing is, brother, that we're having our soldiers come home who have been taught to follow orders and can't kill men, women, and children, and now they're joining the police departments here. Many of them emotionally upset, but they like to bring them in here because they'll taser you or shoot you for just speaking out. If you just happen to speak out, remember, wasn't it last week that the 74-year-old man was thrown out of a council meeting and
oh,
the
yeah.
police chief pushed him and jumped on his back and beat the tar out of him, and he wasn't doing anything. He was leaving the meeting room, and nothing happened to that police chief.
Right, and so these local police are taking orders from the higher-ups, and based on your experience, Jack, would you say, given this pattern of events and this use of taser, an increased use of taser weapons against the citizens,
yeah.
that they are just following orders?
That's right.
They're not
and
doing
it's
this
getting,
on their own.
It's getting extremely violent on the part of our law enforcement people today against people that are not being violent towards them.
Correct. And lastly, if you recall the FISA Act and the Senate voting against the American people to give the Attorney General more power, more police power to for wiretapping and surveilling.
Yeah, that's all he needs, more police power. Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Wow.
But, you know, why are the American citizens such targets of the federal government now? I mean, we talk about the war on terror, but the war looks like it's more directed against the American citizens.
That's exactly true. That's exactly true. And they're saying, terror, 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 be scared, be scared. We're here to help you. And they're taking away the freedoms and the rights of the American people as fast as they can. So it's all just a fraud, brother.
Oh, it's a total fraud. And so I would encourage the people, not only no to the hate crime legislation, the piecemeal legislation, the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty, but we want our civil liberties restored.
Right.
The Patriot Act needs to go. NAFTA needs to go because we're held hostage. You recall the discussion about the Mexican trucks.
Sure.
That's still an issue that hasn't been resolved.
It sure is. It sure is. That may come up this week, too, for passage.
Right. Well, I think the Senate had already said no, but I'm not sure when the president is going to issue his veto. But we should take action further than supporting any veto measure. We should be actually advocating a position of withdrawing from NAFTA.
Yes.
NAFTA is the bad deal for middle America. And that this huge deficit spending, and at a time when the country is so financially in bad shape.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jack. I encourage all your listeners to please call tomorrow. It's critically.
Yes, we got to get active. We got to be as active as Lucifer's minions are, brother. And that means we have to be active all the time against God, against these people that are destroying our godly nation and our sovereignty. And going to enslave us if we don't, Ernie. Thanks a lot, brother.
Most definitely. And the only people, our only representatives that are looking out for us is us individually and God. If we have to stand on our own 2 feet here, because we cannot count on any Democrat or any Republican or anybody in Congress to take this stand with us. We have to stand up. And there are a few. I'll mention Congressman Gouda of Virginia, who has House Concurrent Resolution 40 opposing North American Union and NAFTA superhighway system. But he only has 37 co-sponsors on that measure.
Wow, my God.
So
Hello? Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've got Gary in Tennessee up next. Gary, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the program, brother.
Yeah, I'm still laughing, man. You've done the biggest blooper that's been on talk radio in 10 years. I'm still laughing from it.
Oh, I've done the biggest blooper.
Please don't dump a 12-gauge double-aught buck in my Gentiles.
Yeah, in the Gentiles.
I can't stop laughing over that one.
I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I said that.
I got about 3 points here
Gentile.
I want to. I got 3 points here I want to cover quickly.
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
I am so ashamed of how they're handling the VA is handling the veterans that are coming back from these wars with God knows what. And my question is, why does the VA administrator still walk with these, compromised VA SOF type people? That's the question I can't answer.
Well, what we're finding out, Brother Gary, is the VA, the administration, and the veterans groups are all there to destroy the ability for veterans to get what they deserve. Only 4% right now of veterans returning are getting any benefits at all if they're disabled. Only 4%. and that's a number, a secret number inside the VA administration that they can't go over. Nobody, it's not going to be 5%, it's not going to be 6%, they're holding it at 4%, regardless how many disabled veterans come in, they only are going to give 4% any benefits at all.
Well, if you want to kill the beast, you got to cut the head off. That's all I'm going to say on that one. As far as Blackwater and Iraq,
yeah,
these civilian executions and these car bombs and roadside bombs.
That's right. Yeah.
I would bet that 80% of that's being perpetrated by black elements of Blackwater.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
look at the name,
Blackwater. That's something you want to eat, drink, or swim in?
Think not. They even chose the nasty name for the nasty organization. Yeah.
Can you hold me over the break?
Okay,
I'll be quick.
Brother. Let's see. Yeah, I'll hold you over, Gary. Hang on. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program on the great Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
folks. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going right back to our brother in Tennessee. Brother, how are you doing? Come back up here.
Now, don't you mean the Gentiles are talking on the phone
left.
Today.
Go right ahead.
I'm never going to let you forget that one.
Okay.
Anyway, I live on what I've nicknamed Knob Hill. I live in Fort Defiance, and I am the Commandant.
Oh, yeah?
And I have a decider that speaks five times, and his words are final, just like the little girl. But I have I call him a kid. He's not a kid. He's 29 years old, but he's younger than my children. And he drove all the way from Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, to Camden, Tennessee. Shot 10 hours of video, and we kind of did a survival thing, just hitting some high points, and I did a caveat that this was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
If they want to know more, they got to get into it further. But he spent 10 days here in a tent. This little son of a gun was so tough that he dragged my hose out of the back door and take a shower with that cold water first thing in the morning every day.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, and I had...
I'm having a hard time hearing you, brother. Could you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, I can talk up. I'll get right into the phone here.
Okay,
I'm having
good.
A hard time
you.
Hearing you, too.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
Anyway, we had many hours of conversation. He's 29 years old, and I couldn't stump him. He couldn't stump me on any issue you want to bring up. I thought that was... quite refreshing. So there's going to be a video on Google and YouTube called Graybeard 42, probably in about 3 months. Maybe it's going to take him 2 months to edit 10 hours of video down. But I just want to, out of desperation basically, is to give out my email address and then get a free copy as an attachment to an email for my survival manual.
Okay, we're just about out of time, brother. Go right ahead.
It's crude. It's not organized real well. I'm working on that.
Okay.
And I've been sick and I haven't had the time to devote to it. But anyway, it's Graybeard... spelled with an E, GREYBEARD 42 at bellsouth.com.
What is it again? Give
they
it again.
Send me a message and I'll put them on the email list and they'll get a copy of it.
Okay, give it again real quick.
That's the end of it.
Okay. All right. Lord bless you, brother. Thanks for all your good work and all the listeners out there for being activists. Monday morning, we got to get on the phone with the Senate folks and save America for our kids and grandkids. And don't forget, folks, we need to aspire to inspire before we expire. Okay? Don't forget, duty is ours. Consequences are God's. We just have to do our duty. God bless everybody out there. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
It's true.